не нажимайся злейцем, а? Не нажимайся злейцем. Вивдан the majority of the Bnei Yonah has given us a very clear, hopefully got some understanding, Bnei Yonah, understanding of what the Tzon is that we're not talking about, right?
Right.
So that, now that that's clear, we have to learn what it is that we are talking about and what was the importance of bringing in that whole discussion. So what are we talking about? It says like this. Not talking about everything that we spoke about until now. That type, everything we discussed last week, that goes either to Chatoim or Rishoim, depending if they have gotten to the point where they realize that they're up to evil, or they're pretending to be innocent. It's called Chatoim, Rishoim. But B'cholovim, that's much a more serious or a negative title there. Elo, Moshe relates in Korah, Heper Pemashe Kosev Achav. It's the opposite number of what it says later in the Pasuk, Ki im b'soyos Hashem chefsoy. The Moshe relates in is the opposite number to the one who is Toyos Hashem chefsoy. He explains. Alo isim yeshiva shokva. It's talking about a person who sets up a meeting, a established time, established place. Al das l'davar d'vayarai, u'boit l'mid'vayatayah, to speak about the one b'teilim, and the rakl d'vayatayah, shapokin aleha, oileha mi'aleha. They're pirik ol tayah. If they don't have any business matters to take care of, they have no other medical matters, other matters that they have to talk about. They're not talking about Tvaram Surim. That's what I get Bichotoyim Shur. Just Tvaram Batein. Tvaram that have no significance. This is Moshe B'Leitzim. And this subject matter is the subject of Bittul Torah. So the subject matter we're talking about is the one Bittul, and its relationship is Bittul Torah. And the title that we're going to give out is Moshe Leitzim. And we're not talking about the Leitzim that we were talking about before. So the problem is I don't know exactly how many fold. Number one, is this a Litzonis problem? This is not a Litzonis problem. If it's a Litzonis problem, so you can understand why we're giving up that title, what it relates to what we talked about before, Pashas is not saying it's a Litzonis problem. Pashas explains a Bittul Torah problem. And Bittul Torah is a problem in itself. If you want to say Toyos Hashem Chefsoy, the opposite number is somebody doesn't have an interest in learning of Torah, doesn't have a respect, doesn't have a quality, it's not in his hierarchy of values. Where's the Litzonis here? And certainly what's the necessary of discussing it here that we talked until now? I think we mentioned in the questions last week that you see these this duality going throughout all the Mephoshim, all the Mishnah, and all the Mishnah is here, that there is a Sugya of the Tzon is here. Hagam that the Sugya itself is Bittul Torah. Combining these two and understanding how they work together is what the Bnei Yonah is presenting to us. That's the understanding that we need to come to. The rules of the halachas of Bittul Torah are a very delicate subject, in that if you take things to either extreme, you're going to get into trouble like always. And then the exact middle measure is always going to be difficult to define. L'chayra, we can start off very simply, but we get into a lot of practical trouble. L'chayra, every time, every moment, every reg, shniya, person's life, we have a responsibility to learn Torah. It's a permanent mitzvah. And you have to have an excuse why you're not learning Torah. And there are proper excuses. Because I have to eat, I have to sleep, I have to get out my head, I have to take care of my business matters, I have to take care of medical matters, a lot of proper Torah. But the Torah is always. And it's a bit of Torah is a bit less. You have a chiv to be learning Torah, or geese to be learning Torah. Any moment that you're not learning, so the sword of Bittul Torah comes down on you, and L'chayra, you're back into the Rishonim HaChatoyim. The Rebbeinu Yonah himself, in order to clarify this point, says that in order to qualify for Moshav Leitzin, there are requirements. Many times you talk to one B'Talem, or you call the Moshav Leitzin. So you have to make a business out of it. If you're Kriveya or Mokka, you give it to certain yeshivas. He kivei azman. Oisin yeshiva shokva. Al das ledav v'divrei avai. Then it's called the Moshav Leitzin. It's difficult to hear. L'chayra. It's what he taught us in yeshiva. L'chayra is true. L'chad chavetz chayim. L'chayra pashas is true. It is true to a certain degree. That every moment of a person's life, a person has a responsibility to be learning Torah, and he needs to have an excuse why he's not learning. So how do I try with the Rebbeinu Yonah teaches us here? There's another question, and this is probably a Shailas Chochem Chatzi Tshuva. True, there are very special yechidim, and maybe nowadays they are numerous such yechidim, that have the capabilities of living Rizka Cheshbon by every moment of their lives. Yeah, the Vilna Goyin made a Cheshbon of 2 minutes of Bittul Torah, right, over a year or something like that. And, you know, 3 seconds here, 17 seconds there, and what he considered Bittul Torah. That's good for the Goyin. What would be if a regular Stam average person would live under those? It's going to bring to more Bittul Torah to less. Practical. We have to. The Banishman is very practical. Very practical, and not a calm person, but very practical. Tachlis was going to come out of it. If a person has a lives in a state of mind where he's, I gotta learn, the whole time he has on his head, in a pressure form, so I can guarantee you it's going to cause a lot of people there. As a matter of fact, chances are in the end it's going to cause total Bittul Torah. He's going to stop learning. His interest in learning is going to go down and down. And his capability of learning is going to go down and down. And in the end, even the amount of time that he's going to learn is going to go down and down. The Rosh is very practical. We're not going to tell the Malach Yashos. What is giving human beings? So, L'chayra, we can go all the way to the other extreme. Yeah, we get to be alive. Shulchan Aruch, it says that a person is kaveit in the Torah. It's not a rush. Kaveit in the Torah. And the minimum, shabbat minimum, the person is said kishma, shachas v'ayim. It's also somehow gets under the line there. And it's called that it was created in the Torah. So you have to learn Bechlau. That's the other extreme. Obviously the two extremes are not what the Torah had in mind. How do we find the line in the middle? The job of the mission here, the job of Ben Yenov, he's trying with great difficulty, he went through to try to give us the the background, the approach, to see how such a subject has to be dealt with. That's what the mission is doing, dealing with. We're going to go back to what we discussed last week, because, like we said, the Rebbeinu is saying this is not what we're talking about, but he's bringing in a meaning that in order to understand the sugya of the Latsonis sugya of the Torah, you have to understand the sugya of Latsonis in general. The basic message that should have come out, hopefully did come out of what we discussed last week, is that there is a background behavior pattern where all Beit HaChaver comes from. And before we get into any particular mitzvahs of Beit HaChaver, we have to know where a person's basic framework is. And we explained last week how there could be a proper framework, and how the tzonis, which is the total opposite of the haftarach of kamoicha. He gave the two pictures, one against the other, of the basic makeup of a person's attitudes, which all the mitzvahs of Beit HaChaver then can apply to. A person who doesn't have this type of a background, he doesn't have this, this is not the paper he's printing his mitzvahs on, he's doing his mitzvahs on. This is not the background that he's painting the picture of life on. So if you come and tell him, you're a haftarach kamoicha, chesed, stoka, dan lechav schus, isloshen hora, mekim v'nitira, all of the mitzvahs of Beit HaChaver are very nice in theory, very difficult in practice. Almost impossible. And even if your person will do them, he will do them unnaturally. Under such a background, when a person has a background of dog-eat-dog, when the basic concept of human relationship is the biggest fish eats the smaller fish, then even if I feel that's the mitzias, but there's this Rebbeinu Shulchan Aruch sitting over my head and saying, but after Peking, you now have to do X, Y, and Z. So a person can go through the motions. We call it chesed hour. Right. I don't know what that means, but you don't become a Baal Chesed from that. Sometimes it could be good for certain purposes of training, but that's not what Rebbeinu Shlom had in mind. Rebbeinu Shlom wanted a type of a person that all of the midos and all of these meisim should be the type of a person that this is his behavior pattern. The haftarach of kol ha'moicha is such a klal gadol b'Torah. On the first level, on the simple level, because all of Beit HaChaver is a derivative thereof. The litzonis, like we explained last time, is the breakdown of the basic attitude and appreciation for the essence of human relationship. For what it is, a different person's value, and the value of the interrelationship between the totality of what's called a human being, Klai Yisrael. Totality of the real human race. Totality of the interrelationship between the heads and the toes and everything that we spoke about. The breakdown on that level, like we explained last week, is total destruction. Let's forget it. It's all over. A person who is a retz in that form, like the Rebbeinu explains to us, he has a choice between Rasha and Chayte, depending on what level he's gotten to, but it's one or the other. Not very nice titles. The Rebbeinu is now, the Mishnah, is teaching us that there's a continuum. True, it's on a lighter form. A person who has this type of a problem doesn't necessarily carry the severe language of Rasha Chayte, but he's part of the same totem pole. It's a similar type process, it's a simple type pattern, and it's coming from the same basic format.
Which person is going
to right now we're going to go to the Moshe, the second form of Letz, the Moshe of Letzim.
The Mishnah is talking.
The Mishnah is talking about. The Moshe of Letzim Letz, the person who is Kaveh Ha'itim Uvar B'Tel. It qualifies for the title of Moshe Leitzim. Startup to Chayte, Arashah, Vodvar, Sur, but Moshe Leitzim. What's the subject? Where's the Tzomis here? So the way I understand it, best I can do, the similar to the way we explained last week, the basic attitude towards what the human relationship is the source, is the background for where all those activities will take place. So too, the basic essence of the relationship between Olam HaMokim, between man and the Ribono Shel Olam, and the third partner of that threesome, the Torah, is the essence of all of a person understanding what life is about. Attitudes. The attitude that a person takes, the yisoid of the erech, the value system that he works on, is going to be the background of all of his actions on the come. Let's start again with the balancing act that we had before between the kavet and the Torah of the minimum and the chiyah and the isurim of the laila defined of kol regel v'regel b'tefer. How do you balance between the two? What's the truth? So my understanding of what the Mishnah is teaching us is the theoretical responsibility of ours is an echanami kol regel v'regel. That's not human possible for those people who are still humans. In a chanami, like the Chazon Ish writes, the real Talmud Chacham, who, as the Chazon Ish writes, is a Malach Hashem HaMestaviv B'Dmus Odom. It's really a Malach, it just looks like a human being. That's a different quality completely. It's a real Talmud Chacham. In a chanami, they have different responsibilities, and there are things, they have definitions and responsibilities. That's not for the average Jew. There are special categories. But there are basic definitions that apply to every single Jew, regardless of what his profession is, regardless of what his financial situations are, regardless of what problems that he has at home, in-laws, whatever's going on. There's nothing there. There's basic definitions that define where a person is. Rabbi Yonah says, Kiveitim. Meaning that he's willing to accept that if you're walking down the street and you meet the neighbor and you spend 10 minutes hacking over throwing the potato, no Russian horror, no throwing a sword, just throwing the potato, that we're not throwing any Marshall Lights in titles for that. If you invite him over to sit down and have a bunch of Leitzim party, then you got a problem. What's the difference? He says, the Rebbe Yonah says, Moshe of Leitzim is the opposite of Ki'im B'Soras Hashem Chefsoi. What the Rebbe Yonah is asking for us is not learn Torah because if not, I'm going to bop you on the head. There may be such a responsibility too, but that's not where the Rebbeinu wants us to learn Torah from. Right? It has to come from the fact that we're talking about is what's the attitude. What is a person's interest? Where does the interest lie? Without a proper evaluation, without a proper understanding of what the role the Torah plays in Yiddishkeit, in the world, in Mitzvahs. So in the Chanami, Kuveit and the Torah, that's my whole interest. True, there is such a halacha. Just like I have to put on tefillin in the morning. I put on my tefillin, and the Chanami make it in, you're supposed to put on tefillin the whole day, but nowadays we don't do that. Everything the way it says in Shachalah. Right? So we would think the same thing. You really should be learning the whole day, but nowadays, Kuveit and the Torah, go to Shia. We're finished. Without an interest, without understanding the value. Why does a person have an interest in something? So, chefetz is a desire. It's a Russian taiva. It's a Russian desire. It's something that you don't have to ask me to do it. This is something that you don't force me to do it. Just give me a chance. Give me the opportunity. This is my interest. The opposing number is Moshe Pleitzer. Every person has the necessity for airing out. Every person has necessity for a change. Every person has necessity for a break. And she was, this goes back to Diri Chazal, to the thing called Ben Azmanim for these purposes. But the defining factor is not add up the minutes. The defining factor is check out the attitude. What's the attitude? To the degree that a person is Teres Hashem Chefzai, that's the person who has a relationship to the reality of the world after Mamatei. Now this is a reality that Western Orthodox Jews, excuse me if I'm going to, not getting personal, huh? Are totally unfamiliar with. This doesn't exist. One big Moshe Pleitzer. That's a show, we're not talking about anybody, but nobody. What's the pshat? What does Moshe need our limitator for? Chefzai. To learn Torah. I know what to do. I don't know what to do. And from this, I'm going to know what to do. I'm going to learn Bob Kavanaugh, I'm going to know what to do. I'm going to learn this, I'm going to know what to do. Learn Gideon. I'm not planning to do what's my life, Baruch Hashem. I'm not learning Gideon. I tell you, even if I did want to do what's my life, I wouldn't want to go to somebody else. So what do I need this for? What's its importance? What's its value? So, Vadai. I'll take it, I get a cool one. It's supposed to be a fish bonus, a chavetz chaim mix. How many mitzvahs lulav can you do in a year? Right? Not very many. How many mitzvahs matzah? How many mitzvahs kishma? Oh, that's getting really a lot. Right? Once a day, twice a day, very nice. Right? Every milah of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah. So he makes a chesh of about 250 words a minute. It's very quick talking. And the thousands and thousands of mitzvahs Goshen Kamos, signs Eichos that are available to us through Limud HaTorah, puts it in a total world of itself. That's true. But there's a basic understanding of where Torah role that Torah plays for Klai Yisrael. And what does it mean to be a Yid, walk around this world as a Yid? We're not talking about Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, we're talking also about Talmud Chacham, but not necessarily the whole Talmud Chacham. And Talmud Chacham has a special role, a special reality. It's talking about every Yid. What does it mean to be a Yid? So the Bereshit, you know, everybody knows the words. It's familiar to us. We just don't have the reality clear. You know what Matan Torah means? Matan Torah means Melech is Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh. Melech is Kohanim means everybody's a sar. Everybody's a minister. Not both for you, but everybody's a minister. If everybody's a minister, so who are you minister on? The rest of the world. That's not the point. What are we a sar about? What makes us ministers? What prayer do we have? Further, famous Medrash, the beginning of Truman. The Bereshit gave us the Moshul, the Melech, a famous Medrash, and I'll bring to you on this Mishnah. Moshul, the Melech, had a single daughter, special daughter. punish his greatest hour involved. Can't time to marry off, so he went through finding the prince of princes, the best. And he found from some country somebody worthy for his daughter. Made the wedding. After all the facilities, after everything, time to, right? I guess go home. Another calls in his father and his son-in-law and says, we have a problem. To tell you not to take her home, I can't. It's your wife. To let you take her home and leave me here, I can't. I can't be without her. So you know what? Ask your favor. Wherever you go, let me in a room so I can come and be with you. You go home, you're going to the side of the world. It's your right, it's your daughter, I don't come and take it away. But I can't. I can't leave her. So wherever the daughter goes, you have to leave a little orphan. This is a marshal. The melech is the rebellion, the daughter is the tayor. The prince is Klai Yisrael, and the ruler is the mission. Rabban explains in the beginning of Vayikra that the Mishkan's main role was to be a mokum for the Hemshech HaMatantar, the Hemshech HaAsiya. Now that can't be, you can't have a Shoras HaShkina if there's going to be Chatoyim around. So you have the combination of the capability of Korbonos and Kapara to make sure that Klai Yisrael always stays capable of having Shekhinah, Mishkan, and Nehem. So it works. The opposite. Main role is to you do, I think they even have Nigunim about it nowadays. Yisrael v'Eisa Kutchi Bichu Chavim. The Rebbein Shalom, Hu Amar V'Yei, Hu Tzibu V'Yavim. The Rebbein Shalom created the world through Dibur. The Rishon ran the world, runs the world, and created the world through Dibur. All the Sforim explain this concept that B'Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, is not history. But the internal koyach, the forces of the world that keep everything existing and functioning properly, is the B'Dvar Hashem that created it and sustains it. When the Rebbein Shalom said, Yi'or, the Koyach HaTor, the Koyach of the Dvar Hashem that was in the words of Yi'or, however you understand that packaging, is the inner core of what's called the Or, which the most outer ramifications that is sunlight. It's the most outer, but it's the most basic of the holographic training, of the physical world. The same thing, we said there should be an animal, a shur. So the letters, Ashum Gavresh, represent the Dvar Hashem, the Koyach HaTor, that enabled the shur to exist in the world, to be created, and sustains the existence of this structure. The koyach of Dibur that creates worlds, that sustains worlds, that powers all that happens, not only in creation, but also in history. This is the koyach of the essence of the reality of the Rishon's world. Until Matan Torah, this was the Rishon's business. Dvashem Shalayinaz. The Rebbein Shalom had his Torah, and the Torah had his Olam. And the Olam was a human being. But after the human being, he had animals, plants, lemmings. You go all the way down the ladder. The human being was somewhere there in the middle, but wasn't part of the structure of the controlling forces, of the creating forces, of the forces of the source of reality, the force of the essence of reality, the source of the essence of the amount that makes the world go round. There are great historical things happening in the last years, last months, days. Things happen very, very quickly. In the last 100 years, things have happened that haven't happened in thousands of years. Where does the koyach come from? What's the driving force? Who's pulling the strings? So we would have our eyes on, right, if we had the right glasses. You'd be very surprised where think that it goes to Washington, it goes to Moscow. You know, who's running history? What's making things happen? So nowadays things are quite clear that they for sure are not the ones who are running it. In the name of that. So who is running it? Where's it coming from? Where's the source? Bali Tshuva. A lot of Bali Tshuva. Sometimes there's ups and sometimes downs. A lot of Bali Tshuva is something that never happened before in history to the way that it is in our generation. Where's it come from? Where's the koyach comes from? All of us foreign explain this, each one in its own language, but the general concept we have to know. Every place is more absorbing. Well, so it's a very scary thing, which is very, very difficult to understand on the Pshuta of the Gemara. So the person doesn't plant seeds in the ground unless he's going to bring out from every seed a bushel. If you're going to take from a seed a seed, so you might as well keep the first seed. If you put in a seed, you're planning to take out from that a bushel. So this is a mushroom that supposedly the person was Zareya Kleisel Bina Goyim. The version is not Zareya, Klaus, on the green, unless he's planning to take out much more than he put in. You don't plan to take out the thing. So you know where it goes? The one says himself in. Because you throw Yidden into each country, and you produce a bush. The truthful shot of the Gemara is game. Because it comes a few games. And everything in Spain, there were 7, you know. They went through Italy, there were 16. How many gayer? Doesn't sound like on the surface. But that the cheshbon works out, where's the bushel? Where's the bushel? How many gayer came out of America? Well, so nowadays the gayer goes, you know. A lot of gayer. But doesn't add up to us. And the gayer was that. That's why we're in goals for these couple of gayer. So I'll explain that if the Gerim themselves are just one aspect of the concept, but the essence of it can grow on in ways that we're not so aware. Every element of the B'nishom's world, every nation, even every animal, even every Dreamer, every Tzimach, has value, has real value. Now, if it won't be connected up to the essence of value, to the center of value, then it loses its value. Something that should be part of reality, it can only gain its value if it's connected up to the whole picture. Same way, because we saw it, when we were talking last week of what the total humanity is in terms of Bnei Chaver, it's the exact same concept in terms of all of the cosmos, all of the world, all of people, all of humanity, any level that you want to talk about, there is good, there is meaning, there is value in every single aspect. But it is packaged, it is hidden among things that are either enabling it to connect up to its tachlis, or sometimes worse, sometimes Amish negative, things that are ra, things that are bad. Where is the koyach? Where is the capability? What koyach is it that brings, that pulls out all the value that there is in everything that exists in the world? Forshin explained here on this mission, a lot of people, that this is the koyach of the Dvorim, especially Dvorim Torah. Meral makes the point over here that by two, what's the value of two over one just because of two? So three should be better than two and seven. There's another mission that goes 10, 7, 5, 3. The here just says two and one. So the Meral explains in from the Pasuk, you see, Oz Nidbu Yerashim. The value of two of the Chavruz, Chaisel and Stoy of the Chavruz, the value of two over one is that in two you have Divriyter. By one you only have Esikater. Even if one person speaks to himself, the one that are not, there's no give and take. So he's thinking out loud. It's called Machshava. Dibur has to have a receiver. The capability of, it's like electricity. You have to have a positive and negative, you have to have a receiver, and it has to go back and forth. Then you create live klech. That klech, Dibur, Divriyter, is the essence. I don't have to understand exactly how it works. I don't understand how the light bulb works either. I just know that if I turn on the switch, the light goes on. But the nicer, the divrei Torah, the koyach of the dvorim of Torah, are such that energize all that's around. The greater the radiation that you give off, the bigger effect that you have. The more people you have together, the greater the radiation. There's a pillar. Check out how many, let's say, American Bali Chuvas there are in the world. And find out how many of them became Pumnevs. How many totally in America? It's something like 90 to 10. Right? Maybe even more. Oh, but that's because about two yeshivas are here. Yeah, that's true. But why about two yeshivas? Oh, because the Kaisel is here. All right, that's true, too. And we can give it all kinds of other reasons also. But I heard from Rum, he's miramis to this in his sefer. And he wrote when he was 18 years old, before the war. There wasn't a Valtzula movement yet, to tell that he was able to talk about it. See, he was 18 years old. But he says when a person sits, I forgot exactly how words are, but the whole life an idea, I heard about Pepin, he says when you have a concentration of Torah value, learning of Torah, central core of learning of Torah, that magnet is going to cause effects. You don't have to go out, that's just, there's a role you need that too. But the people who go out and speak to the people and help the Bala Tshuva make their first stages, they're the second role to be played. That's not the source of where it's coming from. The source of where it's coming from is because there's a magnet. The magnets, the yeshivas, the mekuyos of the Bala Tshuva Torah is at a very high power by numbers and by echos. Any neshama that comes within its radius, within the radiation, it's going to have to be affected. It's going to have to be affected. There was a lot of Torah in Klai Yisrael before the war also. But each generation has its role, its form, and its matzav. There's Torah in America too. But the concentration of Torah, the capability of having the backbone of a community based only on Torah, which is a Dvorim are not shayach. It's not reality. How's it going to happen? People ask this question all the time. If you figure out what's going on here in the yeshiva world, so this is not a reality. How can it happen? But everybody's going to sit and learn. Almost everybody's sitting and learning. How can it happen? That's not normal. The truth of the matter is, you're right. It's not. The Klai Yisrael wasn't always built that way. The Klai Yisrael was always built that rave people were not learning. Only Yechidim were learning. But Mitzvah HaShoah, the Gedolim were the ones who were magic. They created, and it happened, B'ikah here. It happens to a certain degree in the States also. And here in Netzel was the place where the Gvenu Kiveya Kulu Kodesh Lashem Ika Kodesh Lashem. Wave room of people saying that. Some better, some worse. So the Sacha Kol, the magnetic force, Kleisel have to be rebuilt after the war. To be built physically. But they can't do it with Nishom. They created such a power where the percentages were totally outside of the realm of anything that ever existed before. Still from the time of Chizkiyo, he didn't have such a large percentage of the Fulhidden that are sitting and spending there. Even people who are not full-time learning spend nowadays more time learning a day than you would have found in other generations. You know, they're always yichidim, they're always special people. But the masses, it looks, there is something very special about that generation. This koyach, this high-powered percentage, we're all low level, and everything on our Torah is on a low level. But everything is nidon lefi ha'erech. Our Torah is nidon lefi ha'erech of our generation. The fact that we're so low, the fact that we're so far down on the totem pole, the fact that we have everything running against us in the same way, still we're still, we don't understand anything, we keep track. Give up, or who are you? Are you going to be a Rishon, you're going to be an Akron? What are you going to do? Do you think you can say anything better than anything that was done until now? There were Tanoim, there were Nevi'im, Tanoim, Rishonim. What exactly is it that you want to accomplish? Maximum, this is already, all of them say, the maximum of our Koyach HaTorah is that after all the Amelus, we can hopefully be zeichet and understand what it is that the Rishonim wanted to teach us. That's all. That's it. That's what we can get. So, the Rishonim are here already. Who needs us? What are we going to do? We're going to accomplish. Allah's Ibchim Mistab, it works the opposite, it works the other way around. The lower you go, the lower the requirements, the lower the responsibility is on the man, and the more the Bernstein's input is. When Ishis Chaveya, there are no titles over here, we're not talking about the daily, we're talking about two Pasha Yidin get together. And nothing special is going on. Nothing. There's nothing. It's just they got together. Because they're friends, they got together. And Yesh Divri Torah B'Nayim, where does it come from? Why should we be the Torah B'Nayim? Talk to them, tell them this, because I'm alone. A Yid lives in a different world. A Yid lives B'Ikavon in a world where he's under the rights, the merit, the responsibility of all Torah. He lives in the Bershom's world as a partner. The Devar Hashem that Shemayim Na'asu is now given over to Christ. The Devar Hashem that created the world is packaged in the Torah and the world exists. The physical world. History, what activities or goes on, are dependent, are moved by the devotee of the Yid. The capability of being part of that process, of being part of those that make the world run, of those that bring the Rebbeinu Shlom into the world, the Rebbeinu Shlom mitzido is in the world with us or without us. The version is not limited by the lowness of our own generation. But if we wanted to go that way, he didn't have to create the world in the first place. The version wanted that the version would be Nizkala in the world only if he the degree that we're Megala in. Third Malchus Shemayim, the Malchus Shemayim is there. Hayei Mekoyim Koyim. You want to see Kvoidoi, Bo Shem Kvoid Malchusai in the world, right? That's up to us. That's the reason why now we say it quietly. Shema Yisrael, at the Rebbeinu Shlom, Originally, Mizrachot Mitzidoi. That's what we proclaim. That's what we live on. But Boruch Shem, the capability that we present, we bring out the great Malchus Shamayim in the world, that's dependent on us.
We always
say quiet. And except for Yom Kippur until we get to Tachlis, and then we'll live on that level. We'll get up and proclaim, we did it. Here it is. You see Kvod Shemayim? That's us. Kvod Shemayim? That's me. The Chifetz, the Turus Hashem Chefzai, the attitude of a Yid to what his role in his life, he lives a partial life. Each person lives a normal life. The Rebbeinu doesn't want us to be at monks and at hermits. He wants us to live a normal life. But he wants us to bring into that normal life koichos that are totally, totally non-natural. Totally, totally outside the realm of what the rest of the world calls normal life. He wants us to get up there in the Shmei Shemayim and turn the knobs. Right. Say President Bush doesn't get up, let's decide in Mea Shara. That's what happens. Okay. There is an overflow in Afghanistan, they decide that in B'nai B'rach. Very often, almost always, those who take the decisive power are not aware that that's what they're doing. Because it goes through the Torah Hashem, goes through Hashem Levada, where Hashkocha has its hidden ways b'chlal. It's not obvious to us. If we would be able to see the power of Divrei Torah, there would be an insight. This is only talking so far about the power of Torah. So far I only talked about what the quality, what it is that we do. Yeah. But now we'll talk about maybe more directly what you're talking about. Psukim. There are many psukim, David Melch speaks about it all the time. What is the gishmak that Torah has in itself? How gishmak is it? There are many psukim in Tanakh describe Nefes Tzurfim. There are many psukim that describe that Be'etzim, the time that there is in Numen HaTorah is totally beyond anything else that exists. Both of them is all right about that. Those who are Zoicha to be time we shall seek of HaTorah. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. As soon as a person is tamu rooted to Hashem, as soon as a person feels what it is, so then the chefso is perfect, easy to come to. But many times we don't feel it so well. Why is that? The reason for it is, if the Benisha would be Megala, the Koyach of Teir in this world, on a simple level, again, there would be Bitul Pechir. Why would anybody run after a virus if you can get much better on Noah out of learning Teir? Right. What would the Yitzhak have to forgive? No. It would be a job. It wouldn't be a starting point, Bechlo. So the Baruch Shalom packaged Torah specially in Torah Shabbat Peh that we have now. That's what we live on. That's all we have. We don't have the Koyach of Jirash anymore. We don't have the Koyach of learning Torah Shabbat Peh. So only Torah Shabbat Peh. All the Torah Shabbat Peh we have through Torah Shabbat Peh. The toil that on Rishi, Chazal Dashen, on the difficulties of learning Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat is very tough. Everything you take out in the beginning doesn't make any sense. And here, look at these Mishnah. So you have one Mishnah that you can read straight. Here, Mishnah is just, it's all. So it sounds we have to work just to get something, to get a little time. He has to ask questions, he answers, take it apart, pull it together, and try again. Smash two pieces of mission together, see what you squeeze out of it. Right. We can just leave it, and then, oh, it doesn't go. It's the kashis, halachayim, zeh, shabbos, right, that they are in chaz and shas. You have one sugya that makes sense when you study. So one sugya that you just read it and you see the depth of understanding of it. Usually, the more you, in the beginning, the more you get into, the more confused you get. That's the sign that you started well. Vadai, if a person gives up in the beginning, he doesn't get over kolos of Torah. Doesn't get over the hard shell that Torah is packaged in. And he's going to spend his whole life, whatever Torah is going to be doing, only in the difficulty. Only in the schorei shovoloi and sofik. But even mitzvah hilchos talmud Torah, Hashem's not all that happy with that Torah. He'll get a schar. Ain't a kol shvuch chab a schar kol. That's not what the Rebbeinu wanted. Divrei Torah. What are people talking Torah? Two people get together. What do they say over? Oh, I learned more today. Here, listen to it. And he quotes over the Gemara. You don't usually have those type of conversations. Divrei Torah are always the dvorim hamischachim, or the dvorim hamiir. When a person's gotten into a sugya, and he has a question that's bothering him, and he thought of an answer, he's actually a good answer. He finds a friend, he says, look at this svara I have. What do you say about it? I have this kasha that's bothering me all day. And he finds a friend, he finds a, what do you think about this? He has a kariya, a vort on a chumash. He has an or, the or, the gishmakai, that they had beyond the first, that they gave him, that's the dvorim. The Divrei Torah never quotes. The Divrei Torah, the quotes are only the capability of bringing out the Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah are always Chiddush. Chiddush for me, it doesn't have to be Chiddush for Rabbi Akiva. For me it's Chiddush. That's, I get into the Or of Torah. In the mitzvah of the Torah. 16, right? Oz nidru yirei Hashem isha l'yeyo. Why yirei Hashem? Where is the yirei coming here? This is a subject we're just starting on now. If a person wants to jump in to the hano of Torah, he'll never get there. Because the difficulties, the roadblocks, the stumbling blocks, the pain, physical pain, spiritual pain, that a person has to go through just to get through any sugya, certainly on a daily basis, to plug through any seder, will always stop him. Will always stop him, he won't succeed. A person needs, in order to succeed in being Oz Nidbul, he has to be a Yirei Hashem. Yirei Hashem has different values, different understandings, different levels. Simplest level is, you got to do it whether you like it or not. Because if not, the emotion is going to pop you on there. It's going to throw you in your hand. It's going to do something. Right? You're not going to like it. It's going to beat you up. That's the lowest level. On a more higher level, this is basically really the level that the Mishnah is dealing with. Or is it, you need to go, Yirei Hashem, Yishalei Yo. Yirei Hashem is all. So the person has a value, an awesome knowing what it is I'm dealing with. The person knows what it is that he's dealing with. All of the base sphere that we have are given to us that before we get to it, we have to have an appreciation. You can't give to it if someone doesn't appreciate it. Or you won't value it, you'll throw it out. He won't be able to invest. Even if he wants to, he doesn't want to. He won't be able to overcome the barriers that there are. First, he has to be a Yirei Hashem. He has to have the value. He has to have the attitude of knowing that this is more powerful than the Adama. This is more Mukori, more where it's at, more reality than reality itself. More the Shurish of value than anything else that's called value. when a person knows that this is where it's at. This is where all Olam Haba is created on. They get us out of Mitzrayim, they don't get us out of this goes. Right? So the mission is clear. They raise Klal Yisrael. Mission is clear. Do they have problems? What's their problem? No Shema, I'm not Shema Kizokhi. I'm not Shema Kizokhi. I get that. No Shema Kizokhi. They have problems. Yeah, they get no problems. All that's fine. Skriya is good. Skriya is just like the food on the table. But in order to eat, you have to have a table. In order to live, you can have food. But in order to be able to eat the food, you have to first obey, you have to breathe. That's the reality of Olam Haba. Here's the Kesher L'Torah. Moshe B'Maikah Zohu, if they're not chayav in the Torah, so how do you get into Olam Haba? All of those things, but they have to get into Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Torah. Olam Haba is we are the reality. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the place, the time, the matzah, where Yisrael, Kuchibichu, Ve'Raisa, will be the essence of reality. So, Choyer, if they're not Chayav, tell you how they get in. So the law explains, no, they're part of Torah. But they have a very special role of how they create Torah in the world. Now, all Torah in the world is dependent on their acts. But the Chol Oifen, we hear that the essence of what Olam Haba is, the essence of what the Rebbeinu wants from Klal Yisrael, the essence of what the Rebbeinu gave us the Torah for, the essence of what it means to be a Yid, is Torah Hashem first. Is knowing that the Torah Hashem is given over to us. We can use it, we can do with it, we can create with it, we can be with it, we can connect to the Rebbeinu. We can live in a realism of Olam Haba already here in Olam Haza. It means it's going to be Gishmak from the other one? No, it's definitely not going to be Gishmak from the other one. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. Close, cautious. It's difficult. Every day you start again, it's difficult again. Every time you finish a level, you get to a new level, it's difficult again. Finally, you start to get the hang of it. You think you're really doing well, all of a sudden you see that you're moving on to a higher level, and then it's more difficult than the difficulty you would be at the lower level. So you always, so when do I get there? You get there in the Haba. But along the way, after a person gets beyond the original Mahalik, his lat can develop an attitude. We're talking about the shirishtik attitude of Torah Hashem Chetzer. To the level that a person has, Torah Hashem Chetzer, to that level will be defined his capabilities of being Oisik B'Teir Yerim V'Lai. A person who's not Torah Hashem Chetzer is incapable of being totally under the oath of being B'Teir. So he has to be raised in the Torah and hope for a better day. But he's in very, very difficult straits. He's almost necessarily going to fall into a Moshe place. He's emptied out the value of the essence of what reality is. He doesn't know what it means to be. He doesn't even know what it means to be what the Torah gave us life for. Kihim chayenu v'oyach yameinu applies to every yid. Kihim chayenu. That's what life is all about. So why are you playing game? Why are you playing now? So it depends. There are levels. If a person is not kiveya eating the Torah, so that's the normal balance of a person that television have so, but he's not capable of it full time. So there's times like this and times like that. But a person there as man, that's with foresight, that's with thinking what I want to do. What you set yourself out to do, when you're setting it up, that is a product of what you really want. That's a product of what you're really out to get out of life. What do you do in your what's called spare time? What do you do when you retire? It's almost retire twice a day. What do you do when you retire? When you have time of your own, get it. Now it's your time. Do what you what do you want to do? Not when you do happen to have a few minutes that came your way. But when you're here, do your time, do something with it. You're preparing, you're setting it up. You're kaveya as man. A person who's kaveya as man medvar betelim is a mishu kaveya. He's made lotsonis out of what the essence of being a yid is. He's lost what we, the defining understanding of lotsonis is a breakdown of the essence of value. Okay. But he's not a Russian. He's less. No great title. He's very same posse. Rosh Hashanah quits. But it's a step down. Right. It's such a clown gurgle that if you go against that, you're going to have to fall into riches. If a person doesn't have his level of Teres Hashanah Hefzai up to par, he's in a dangerous situation. He'll fall into a Mesh of Leitzim. He's got the same title as the other one. It's part of the same cock. Okay? And the cock of the son is the first part of the, what we're not talking about here is step number one. And what we are talking about is step number four. There are four stages, four levels of Latsonis. The Latsonis of the lack of value of the essence of life. Lack of what a person wants to accomplish with life. What's tachlis? Tachlis is money. Tachlis is having a good time. Tachlis is hayim kabus choran. Everybody has yitzhahoras. Everybody has tithes. What's your tachlis? What are you out for? What is it that you want to accomplish? What do you want to do? That is nikvah rafi. What a person has when he has as man on his own to be kaveh. Teres Hashem chefsoi. Vaday, as a person goes up the ladder of Teres Hashem Chefsoi, then he finds less and less free time. He finds that he's always in the middle of a Seder, going to a Seder, talking about a Seder. He's always under the, except for Benizvanim, whatever he quotes, meaning whatever he needs. That break, you have to answer. There has to be a break between partial and partial. A person is not a machine. There's ups and there's downs, there's got to be ups and downs. It's proper that there should be breaks. If you use the proper sort of breaks, that's part of the system of going further. Okay. But that's not a conveyor either. That's a process, part of the process of living life. To the degree that a person is mufka from the value of Torah, he doesn't have as part of his essence of what Yiddishkeit is all about. What does it mean to be a Yid? Kim Teres Hashem Chesed doesn't apply to him. Bal Korachai, he will join the club called the Moshe Chesed. The other Yishayim explain in his Parshut that Yiddish Hashem is not going to be the name we give to him. Moshe Chesed is a continuation of the Pasuk of Chayti in Rashi. And generally speaking, if you start off a Moshe Leitzin, you can very quickly end up Poshet Techaiti Hashem, because there's no more golden opportunity to do many avers than in Moshe. When a person has a breakdown of the basic value of time, there's a value of life, so then what's the difference if I talk about somebody? What's the difference if I just, it's just a joke? It's very easy to get back into the greater levels of Russian horror and this is what I understand why the Ben Yehuda had to give us this whole introduction of the Russian horror of the Rav Ratzonis, the in order for us to understand properly the significance of the Moshe plates. The Tzadi Achori has to clarify, we're not talking about the Letz to Russia. We're talking about a person who's solely a Bittul Torah problem. But we have to put it in perspective to know that it's all one mechanism, it's just different levels. Because the person who's so uprooted, even the more obvious values, human value is more, it's more attainable. Right? It's more accessible to us. The value of the of other human beings is a simpler level, it's a more basic level. Okay. To value Torah, it's a ruchnistic thing, it's not something so easily attained, especially because Torah is packaged in a difficult way. It's not so easy to get to the chefsay of Torah. After that's a schar that a person attains after a lot of omel. So the Mishnah is teaching us the exact level, Matzad Echad. We have to know that the proper balance between a person who b'chalal doesn't have a cheshen of the Torah to the person who artificially is having, is coming from an old Torah that's not fitting for him, is to build up the Torah Hashem Chefsa and to refrain as much as we can from the Moshe Leitz. And the enforcement, the koyach, to see the necessity, the value, severity of the issue, is that we have to know that b'shoyrish, the two hypoplatzinas, are all one sugi. There are two ramifications, two levels of the breakdown of values. We'll call it the human value is a more system value, more natural, normal human value system than even a goy has. All the goyim talk about the goyim that are interested in the value of a chalal, talk about the value of another human being. We make all kinds of mistakes they made. I come to understanding that in order to be a human being, to have a quality of a human being, you have to, that's determined how much you value other human beings. Anybody can come to that. That's a more basic definition. Our definition is Torah. It's a difference, a whole, the concept of a one total human being that they don't come to. So you get into trouble with the Malchus. You get into trouble with the relationship between the people of quality and the Moina. But the basic concept of human value is something that anybody can come to. The Ruchnistic values, which the highest one is the value of Torah, is not so easy to come to. A person who's still lacking in that, it's not a Rosh. It's a Moshe Leitz. But he's connected. So it's in the same sugi. It's part of the cousins. It's a derivative. One can go, you can go, it's a total point. You can go from one to the other also, or to bring to the other. The Mishnah is giving us a very exact formalization, knowing what we're up against. Yerushev Choshev Yishvoy Choshev Yishmoy Ki Yimusayas Hashem Chefsoy Amo Yishev Leitz. Now Yishvoy should give us this Yimei Chizuk. Very interesting. You see that this combination that we have here from this Bani Yehuda, the preparation for the Zman of Matan Torah and the Kvot Chaveyim of the Zman of Eilus of the Talmid of Rav Akiva, our Kaiso has it one time. There's no mikra in that. The Zman of the Chizuk of Kvot Chaveyim of the heights, the Talmid of Rav Akiva were responsible for whatever was missing over there. But the Chomer of Kolechel Ve'echel, the Yisoidais, I've not cast a shoal falling into the Ratzonis of the breakdown of the Kovod Chaveirim, is the one aspect of the preparation for Matan Torah, becoming again, being Kol Ol Malchus Torah, the Ol Malchus Shemayim, and the Torah that you get, and being what it means to be a Yid. And the value of Torah, the value of life in terms of being a Chilik, of the triumvirate of the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael, the contribution, the Raisachadu. Those are these are the days. These are the yomim that were given us to be mechazik in these yomim. The Bnei Yisrael should give us the learning the Mishnah. We're trying the best that we can to understand. Should give the Zman. The Zman should be more that we should be mechazik in these two Yisoides, which Mamish, all of Chayisel, all of Yiddishkeit is Boita. V'Avtorecha K'moicho, as opposed to Natsonis, and Toyos Hashem Chefsoi, as opposed to Neshachayis.
This definition of let's today, where the koach of Western society is so strong on the people who the basic voter for a year today could be just a shtickle bit of a moon. I mean, the starters, his whole life is working. Just so you see, I mean, according to what I'm understanding here, person doesn't have this Yerushalayim, doesn't see the operation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, so he can't get to the Torah, so he can't get to the Koach, the Dibor. He doesn't see that. Every time he speaks, he makes the whole world live. So, I mean, there's like a big onus going on in terms of, I mean, the people we're talking about today, we have to learn from this and do from this. But many of these people who would normally, with defining, they have a big onus on them. I mean, it's very hard for them to get to the first step of this category, isn't it? Coming from a place like America or something, yeah, which almost impossible to even see a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a split second.
The Torah implanted, the branch implanted in the Torah, the Koyach that can overcome anything, in America. We have no other choice. There is no other way. The only Koyach that can life rack, even Chayin, the way you mean is, I keep choosing. The life raft of Klaiyasal has kept us going. No Nazi can get us, and no Spaniards, and no Americans, and no. Can't stop you. Why? Because here, on this physical world, it's Shivim Zevim, the Seyachot. Shivim Zevim. I wouldn't invest that much in the Seyachot among Shivim Zevim. It's not a good situation. There's no chance. But we have another formula. He saw the Isaac Kachibuch of Chavim. What does Shivim Zevim want to do against that? I would invest in the Zevim. This, two ways, it's either like this or like that. It's dependent on these things. These two things, that's what it's dependent on. After Echa Kodmoicho, Yifso Yisheshem Chefs. On any matrix, regardless of what it is, he hasn't changed, he hasn't followed yet, has a capability, he says, the Baruch Hu says, you're really, really sorry, go ahead, continue, but it was a Harai Oisi Azovu, after Yisheshemot. That's it. That's it. Why? You won't do what he's doing anymore. The Torah won't let you. You learned it. Kisa v'yehem alayim v'akals kihem k'yehem v'yehem. Where's the driving force that a person could be, kipshuta, yegev v'teyem v'alayim v'akihem k'yehem v'yehem. You breathe all day? You get tired breathing? You get tired eating. Person feels, knows. This is what I live from, this is where I get my heat and a person connects to that, then it doesn't matter, there's no excuses, no tools. If you are, wherever you are, don't face Christ anymore either. You can't turn out. Avera mechavet mitzvah, ain't avera mechavet tei. You got averas, you got problems with mitzvahs. So don't worry about various, don't worry. That's later. First, I also bring my zeal. After that, come on, I have no fact before.